This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, the Black Friday edition of the show. You may take control of the airwaves here if you'd like. Especially if you've been out and about today experiencing the crowds, maybe as a shopper or perhaps behind the counter as a retail associate. Things are always interesting in the news here on Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, where the holiday season specials really kind of kick into high gear.
Yes.
And the reason they supposedly call it Black Friday is because the retailers get in the black on this one day. How true that statement is, I don't know, but it is a big day.
And we discussed this, I think, last night, me and Mark, briefly. And I said, you know, if you look at, you know, every spring, there's the Tax Freedom Day that winds up getting released that shows that, you know, if you work until a certain day and all of that goes to pay off your tax liability.
Right. Then, usually like May or June.
Sometime, you know, May to mid to late June, depending on your state.
Right.
And I said, all right, so let's say that, you know, for businesses, it's probably about there. And then you've got all of your overhead, your salaries, various other expenses that you have. It might be this late in the year before you actually start to make a profit.
It's hard to believe it, but, you know, that's what they say. So maybe that's the truth. You've
right,
got a
but
story.
Most people also don't think about, you know, working until June to cover their tax liabilities.
That's true. And it's important to point those things out. And you do have a story about Black Friday. We'll get to that here shortly about, is it going to die? Well, I don't know if all of the numbers have come in quite yet, but we usually know more by the end of the weekend for sure, because the National Retail Federation reports some of their numbers. They are expected to go up slightly, and an initial headline does suggest that they have. So I'm interested to hear about that. And, of course, the spectacle of Black Friday beyond the thronging crowds is always the fights. And apparently, according to RT.com, at least two people have been killed in shootings at three malls across the United States as Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year, kicks off after the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Shoppers all over the country brawled over coveted merchandise. Now, I suspect that RT is blowing things up, being a little hyperbolic here. In a lot of cases, now, without knowing a whole lot about the shootings, in a lot of cases, any shooting that's reported at like a Black Friday is very... I've never seen that happen over people fighting over a TV set. Okay, that's not happened. There have been some pushing and shoving, and there has been some, you know, some fisticuffs, some minor fisticuffs in some stores over certain sales. Usually if somebody gets shot, it's like, oh, some thug was trying to rob a dude in the parking lot, and the dude shot the thug. So, like, it's usually a much more serious actual crime that results in that. The day after Thanksgiving signals the start of the Christmas gift shopping season. The name supposedly refers to the profits that put retailers' accounts in the black. On the downside, many shoppers wanting early access to popular products sometimes literally fight each other for the privilege, sometimes to the death. Three suspects have been arrested after a shooting at the Wolf Chase Galleria Mall in Memphis, Tennessee, said police. Multiple vehicles were hit by gunfire, and one person was taken to the hospital in critical condition. According to witnesses, at least 40 shots were fired. A 33-year-old man was shot and killed in a dispute over a parking lot spot outside of a Walmart in Reno, Nevada. Now, that one could be legitimate. He reportedly got into a dispute with another man, and both were armed. Police have identified the people involved, and the investigation is ongoing. That sounds like possibly a legitimate fight over a retail factor.
I hate to use the word legitimate in this situation.
Yeah.
But
what I mean by that is it had to do with the shopping.
Right. I know what you mean. I just think, you know, any fight over a parking spot, that's not necessarily a legitimate reason to fight.
I agree with you there, no doubt. Thank you for that clarification. But with the multiple vehicles being hit by gunfire in Memphis, I mean, what does that have to do with the sales? Right. If you put 1,000 people in a place, there's a chance that something bad's going to happen, and who knows what the motivation was for that one. One man was killed.
Well, if you shoot all of the other customers, then they're not going to get in front of you in line to where you get all of the Black Friday specials.
That's true, but you also aren't going to be able to get your TV set in the jail cell that you'll likely be sitting in.
Assuming that the people that are doing this are actually using
thinking
logic.
Right. So another one was killed. And another injured in a shooting in a parking lot outside of Macy's in Hamilton Township, New Jersey. The deceased was identified as a 20-year-old man from Atlantic City, shot multiple times. His brother is being treated for a gunshot wound in the leg. So once again, no real details on what created that. In stores across the U.S., shoppers came to blows over holiday sales, in some cases requiring police intervention. At a Walmart in Houston, one man lost his shorts trying to hold on to a $99 children's car.
How do you lose your shorts?
Well, I will review the footage and get back to it. I actually haven't seen this one yet. I haven't watched the videos.
Not watched any of them.
Police also intervened after brawling shoppers knocked over a product stand in a Walmart in Moline, Illinois. There was a crazy run on towels in Bainbridge, Georgia.
Towels.
Yep. Okay. And one Twitter user captured a fistfight that broke out at a mall in Modesto, California. So it sounds about like your typical Black Friday day.
Now, you actually did some shopping.
I did. I went to Walmart.
So how'd that go?
Well, people were, I think, well-behaved, all things considered. I mean, there were a lot of people in the store. I went 1 hour after the opening, so I wasn't able to make it there to see the huge line that inevitably would have been there, and I suspect it would have been huge, because when I pulled up, 7 o'clock at night, so they opened at 6 p.m. Eastern Time last night, I got there at 7. As we were driving up, I noticed there was a huge line of vehicles going around the back side of the building, which was weird. I didn't know if that was some sort of waiting for parking kind of thing, or if they were just picking things up. I think it was probably pickup.
Probably.
They were going back to where, you know, there is a cargo bay back there where they could pick up big items like, you know, sofas or bicycles and things like that.
Right.
So then we went into the parking lot and saw it was packed. We didn't even bother trying to park anywhere near the store. We parked, like, up by the road, basically, as far away as we possibly could. There were some empty spaces in one of the restaurant parking lots that was closed for the evening. So we just parked there and walked all the way in. And then the store was just chock full of people. There was a line that essentially ran the entire front length of the store. So people were waiting. I don't know how long they had to wait, because I wasn't willing to wait in that line personally. If you're getting $5 off of an item and you have to wait there for a half an hour, is it really even worth your time, to do that?
So, I guess it really depends on what the item is, how big the discount is. Is this an item that they'll get in stock at a later date, or is it something that, you know, we're only selling it today?
Yeah, those are all factors, but I actually heard someone else echo that sentiment as I was walking around. Some guy with a cart was talking to one of his family members, like, you got to think, is this $15 item worth your time standing in the line for a half an hour or whatever? I mean, how much are you really saving if your time is worth X amount of dollars an hour?
Right.
So there were people waiting in line up front, and this line went from the cash registers all the way to the other, almost all the way to the other side of the building. And it was incredible just to see that happen. They had, like, kind of bullpen areas where they had the special offers from their shopper's guide.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of the video games or the bath items or whatever, they had them all in sort of different areas. And you had to, like, walk into the bullpen. You could walk around. And it was very much like, you know, herding cattle to some extent. And they had, and of course, employees were everywhere, and they have to. You've got to keep an eye on people. There's a lot, I'm sure, of shrink, a lot of theft that is involved in those days. So I don't know if they had the entire store's employees there, but I bet they may have.
Conan, who used to work at Walmart and used to be on this show, did say that was one of the days that
everybody had
to be there.
Yeah, I believe it. Ended up actually being surprised that I was able to get some of the things that were offered still, even an hour later, like an hour into the Black Friday deal. picked up a $27 tablet, which we'll use for some Bitcoin outreach here in the area. Picked up a set of Pyrex for $19, which it was an okay deal. So I was kind of surprised that, you know, not everything was sold out within the first hour. But then again, it would have taken quite a while to even get through the lines. I ended up going to the electronics line, which was much shorter. That's a good retail tip for you.
Yes.
If you ever need a short line, just go back to the back of the store and use one of those registers. 855 450 free. You can tell us your Black Friday story coming up, and we'll find out how the man lost his pants as well on the way.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOMP Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And you can dial in toll free here. Whoa! That dude just like elbowed that guy. And he's kind of losing his pants. There's definitely some pretty serious scrapping going on here in this video. The Walmart fight in Houston, where folks... says here he lost his shorts. See, I guess this is that video. They haven't come off entirely at this point, but there's definitely some serious butt crack shown in this video. They're fighting over some big old box, and I'm not real sure what that is.
Yeah, and I guess if you're holding a big box, you can't keep your pants up.
Well, plus so. He was leaning over as well. There was a stack of boxes, and he was like leaning over to kind of grab onto his, and somebody else was also trying to grab it, and he kind of elbows the dude in the face, and... it's a three-minute-long video, so I haven't been able to watch the whole thing. Now you've got two men who are basically claiming the same box, and Walmart employees have come over to try to remedy that situation. And I don't know how, you know, what sort of methods do they have to deal with that? Is there like a referee?
Tasers, stun guns.
Is there like some referee who says, well, I saw him grab that first? I mean, maybe that's why that one of the reasons they have a lot of the employees standing around to eyeball. Like, yeah. Look, our employees have the final say on this. They say,
can we go to instant replay? Because they do have the security cameras. Can we go to instant replay? And can this be like NFL football? And I know, Ian, you don't watch pro football.
I've seen some of it in the past. I've seen some Super Bowls and stuff.
Okay, but they have a replay official in the NFL corporate offices in New York whose job it is to watch everything very closely, and sometimes the officials will call up the New York, like, hey, I can't figure it out with the, like, three angles that we have here. You look at all of the angles that you have, so
and
does Walmart...
It,
right, the replay official in New York gets the final say. Does Walmart have a replay official in Bentonville, Arkansas, where their home office is, sitting around watching all of the security cameras from all of the Walmart so that they can call up? We can't figure out which one of these two rednecks got the box first. Can you figure it out?
That would be impossible to achieve. But if you were out there and about today, you can join us here. The toll-free number, you can also bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. It is Black Friday, but is Black Friday going to die? That's what Daryl is going to be telling us about coming up here in moments. As far as the fights are concerned, you know, they are, I would say, about on par with what we've seen year after year. There's usually one or two fist fights, a few videos of people struggling over products in an aisle at Walmart, and that's usually about it. And then there's reports of shootings, which usually don't have anything to do directly with
and
fighting in the store.
It's been a couple of years since I've heard about somebody being trampled to death.
Yeah, it's pretty rare that anyone gets trampled to death. Sometimes tramplings have occurred, but... yeah, that's also fairly rare. Most people are well behaved. I mean, if you think about it, how many thousands of Walmart stores are there?
Right.
There's thousands of them. I don't know how many there are.
The trampling death that I heard of a couple of years ago, it wasn't even a Walmart. Like, it was not one of these, you know, low class sort of things. It was, you know, kind of a high class establishment
I don't remember if it was people running into a mall or Victoria's Secret or whatever it was.
But it was
like
a couple of people, you know, fell at the beginning, and people just didn't pay attention, apparently, and several people got
incredible.
Trampled over.
You got to wonder how out of it you'd have to be, how, you know, clueless and unaware of your surroundings you'd have to be, this sort of total group mob mentality, right, to where you're not even realizing, oh, I'm stepping on a human being. That's not a floor.
Right.
You know? I mean, you are obviously, if you are in that situation and you're one of the people who stepped on that person, you were so enamored with whatever it was that you were in there for, that whatever goal of the product you were trying to pick up, that you had shut everything else off. You knew where you were going. You knew which aisle you were going to go to. You had your eyes open for all the products, but you ignore the human being that was underneath your feet. That's
right. And
really
apparently
sick.
There's a website called Black Friday Death Count.
Oh, God.
So for 2016, they show that a woman was hurt during a stampede in a South African mall.
Mm.
One person injured and one person charged after shots outside the aforementioned Wolf Chase Galleria in Tennessee. Policeman stabbed in the neck confronting an HMV shoplifter in Leeds. But it doesn't say where, so I don't know if this is
Leeds is a UK,
England.
Likely.
Well, there's also a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama that's Leeds.
All right.
So it could be multiple different places. Shopper opens fire over a parking spot in Reno, Nevada. And someone was shot in New Jersey outside of a shopping mall.
Yep. All right. I'm glad to know about that website. What was it?
BlackFridayDeathCount.com. They're not showing anything from 2015. A few things, 2014, 2013 had a fairly high number.
So, yeah, I haven't watched all the videos yet, but I mean, I've kind of seen my fill of them over the years. It's not as exciting to me. It's somewhat entertaining still, but anyway, you're welcome to comment. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about the numbers, though, Daryl. You've got a story about, is Black Friday going to continue to be a big deal over time?
Because right.
And for years, online has become a serious competitor.
And the headline from Bloomberg is Black Friday's slow death drags on as shoppers migrate online.
Because who wants to really fight with somebody, right? You can get your product online. Like the PlayStation 4, for instance, was $250 at Walmart and $250 on Amazon. So why bother?
The decades-old retail tradition known as Black Friday suffered another blow this week after early deals and online shopping robbed the event of many brick-and-mortar customers. E-commerce orders surged on Thanksgiving Day, the day before Black Friday, eliminating the need for shoppers to wait in long lines and fight for deals at physical stores. For consumers who did want to visit shopping centers, many stores were offering deals on Thursday evening.
Yep.
Online sales surged 14% on Thanksgiving, according to Rakuten Marketing, and websites such as Target.com had their biggest day ever during the holiday.
Hmm.
Smartphones and tablets have made it easier for consumers to shop from their couch, and many more of them are now doing just that.
Yeah, I was reading Holland Cook's newsletter today. He's one of the talk radio industry guys, and he had some numbers, not from Black Friday this year, but sort of in general, showing that not only are online purchases going up, as you might imagine, but also mobile online purchases are becoming a very serious contender. Like,
41% of e-commerce orders placed on Thanksgiving Day were
mobile phones
purchases.
Yeah, believe it.
Well, that's mobile phones and tablets.
Okay, right. But not your typical laptop or desktop.
That's up from 37% of purchases last year, and there's more to this story.
Yeah, I find doing almost anything on a mobile phone to be annoying, and so I tend to not do any kind of shopping on the phone unless I absolutely have to.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, you're welcome to bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
People are just grabbing stacks and stacks of towels. Moms are leaning in here, just taking as many as they can possibly get their hands on in Walmart, or what appears to be a Walmart in Bainbridge, Georgia. You hear one guy in the background going, "Go, go, go!" People take this really seriously. In another video, this is on the RT page that we were sharing with you earlier, in another video from Moline, Illinois, people were definitely pushing, shoving, punching. It was getting pretty intense there. And it was also a fairly large crowd of folks. When I was at Walmart last night, there was, you could still move around a little bit. Like, it wasn't too hard to maneuver. It was the most people I'd ever seen in that store, and there was quite a few of them. The parking lot was packed. The video I was watching here with the people fighting, it's literally a crowd of people, and it would be very, very hard to have a shopping cart and try to get through this. be very difficult. So there was, I would say that probably the more people there are, the more likely you are to see people pushed over the edge.
Right.
And the more likely you are to see people behaving very, very badly, which in some cases did happen. But as we were pointing out, you know, there are thousands of Walmart locations, and that doesn't include whatever other stores were open this morning. So, you know, factor in Target, and because Walmart started last night at 6 p.m.
In most states.
As did others, right. In some states, it's actually outlawed. You know, you've got tens of thousands of stores
right.
with hundreds of thousands of people. If all that comes out of this are a handful of videos of people pushing and shoving, then that's really more of an indication that it was relatively calm and people were okay with one another.
Right. And that actually goes in line with what Bloomberg reports here, where the chief industry analyst at NPD Group, Marshall Cohen, says, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've never seen a Friday morning this quiet.
Really?
Thursday has stolen Friday. There's no question about it.
I want to continue with that, but also remind you that if you've been thinking about getting MyPillow, we've talked a lot about it here on Free Talk Live. It's the best pillow I've used. I have it in my bed right now. It's fantastic. Daryl, you have one of these as well.
Yes.
If you've been thinking about getting it, don't bother going to Walmart. I mean, they carry MyPillow, at least on their website. I don't know if it's in stores, but they do carry it. You can get it for the same price by using our code on MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. FTL like Free Talk Live. It gets you one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. And there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you just ship it back to them, and they'll give you the purchase price in refund. Plus, it's guaranteed the last 10 years. So they really are standing behind their product over at MyPillow. It's a great pillow. It keeps your neck in the proper position, and it also is washable. So if you need to put it in the washer and dryer, it's designed for that. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You'll get the same deal you'd get at Walmart, except it's delivered to you. And you're also supporting Free Talk Live when you do that. So it's a win-win. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Walmart and other chains are steering customers towards their online deals. While Walmart still offers Black Friday specials in store, the day marks the beginning of a streak of online promotions called Cyber Week. The world's largest retailer has tripled its e-commerce section to 23 million products this year, aiming to better compete with Amazon.
Wow.
Walmart said Friday that Thanksgiving was one of its top online shopping days this year, and about 70% of traffic to its website came from mobile devices.
Hmm.
Target, meanwhile, is offering 15% off almost everything in stores and online for 2 days, Sunday and Monday. The aggressive discounts come at a cost. When Target slashed prices last holiday season, its profit margin slipped to 27.9%, down from 28.5%. The retailer said that Target.com saw double-digit growth on Thanksgiving, driven by deals on electronics like televisions and some Apple products. Amazon said on Friday that mobile orders on Thanksgiving topped last year's holiday and Cyber Monday combined. Black Friday is on pace to beat last year in terms of items ordered. Top-selling items include Instant Pot Cookers, Hasbro's Pie Face game, and Amazon's Alexa device.
Instant Pot Cookers. I wonder what those
Instant
is.
Pot, both of those words are capitalized, so
it's
I'm guessing it's a brand name of
something. Okay, gotcha.
The Pie Face game, apparently some kind of game where there's pie to a face.
What is the big toy of the year?
It sounds like the Pie Face game.
The Pie Face game. All right. If there are any parents out there who know for sure, because there's always some sort of thing, like whether, I remember when I was in retail, it was Tickle Me Elmo and Tamagotchi. Those were like two of
right,
the big ones.
Right.
Where people were, you know, fighting over them, and they'd buy them and then sell them on eBay for quite a bit more. I know that I kind of pay attention to the video game world to some extent. I know that the Nintendo, little mini Nintendo thing has been very, very huge.
Brian Sovereign was actually talking about that on a recent episode of Sovereign Tech, because he wanted to buy one of these things when it came out, and he relayed his experience to where he had the page pulled up on Amazon. They weren't doing pre-orders.
Yep.
But they said, you know, it'll be available at 5 o'clock on such and so day. So he's got the thing pulled up, and he clicks refresh at, like, you know, 4:59 and 59 seconds, so right at 5 o'clock. All right, add to cart. Nothing happens.
Uh-oh.
Add to cart. Nothing happens. So then he tries on his cell phone, and Stephanie tried on hers, and they tried on another computer.
Oh, nice.
And nothing, and nothing, and nothing, and then sold out. So he tried several times and was never able to add anything to the cart, and then it said sold out.
Yeah, apparently they did some kind of limited run. For those that don't know, we're talking about Nintendo, the company that, you know, made the classic Nintendo and Super Nintendo back in the 80s and 90s, re-released sort of a miniature Nintendo. So it looks like the original Nintendo. It has the same sort of design, but it's much smaller. So take the original Nintendo Entertainment System from the 1980s and shrink it down to maybe a quarter of the original size. So, like, something that's a little bit larger, maybe, than your cell phone. I mean, it's not, it's a little thicker than a cell phone, but as far as, like, the squareness of it, it's about that size. And it doesn't have a little flap that you can open and put a game in or anything like that. You couldn't even fit an old Nintendo game into this thing.
Right.
So it's got preloaded games onto it, like 30 games.
Correct.
Many classics that many people remember, you know, Mario Brothers, etc. And so it's like basically...
Excite Bike.
Yeah, a lot of the originals. Castlevania, etc. Basically, it's an emulator. So Nintendo kind of made their own emulator because it wouldn't make sense to go and dig up whatever old chips that they made the original Nintendo with. It just doesn't... It's not economically feasible. Even if they had a warehouse full of them, you know, it just wouldn't make any sense. Those chips are inefficient. You know, now... Back in the day, the Nintendo, you needed one of those wall warts that they call them, those power bricks, you know, and those huge bricks that are attached to the power adapter, the basically an AC to DC adapter. You needed something humongous like that. Now you can run this thing off of a USB cable.
Right.
So it's much more efficient. They've, you know, shrunk it down, and of course, people who are our age, you know, we're in our mid-30s, Daryl, mid to late 30s.
Right.
And younger people as well, a lot of people have an appreciation for those old classic Nintendo games. So this thing's been huge. And Nintendo made the mistake of, so you could argue it was a mistake or not, but they made the mistake of having a very limited supply of these things.
Right. And this is something that Brian talked about in his podcast where he was.
Which I didn't hear, by the way. It sounds great.
Nintendo has sort of a habit, if you will, of creating artificial scarcity to where they'll only produce, say, 200 of an item or, you know, some other small amount. And apparently, like, some of the GameStops were saying, we ordered 90 of these and Nintendo
deliver.
Sent us 5.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Whether they're going to do another production run or not, what the current status
probably.
Is, I don't know. And I did watch one of the reviews of this thing. Apparently, they made the cables for the game controller like 3 feet long.
Yes.
Which you can't do anything with. It's ridiculous. $855, $450, free.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio on this live Black Friday edition of the program as the first real holiday weekend shopping extravaganza kicks off here. You can get your loved ones the gift of Cell 411, and it'll cost you absolutely nothing because Cell 411 is free. Now, they do have the Cell 411 panic button, which I think you can buy for about $25. And we've discussed what Cell 411 is before. It is the way for you to connect with your family, your friends, your neighbors, even members of the public who you don't know, and let folks know when something's going wrong. Maybe it's a fire or a medical emergency. You got pulled over by the police. You had a tire blowout on the road. You know, bad things happen in life, unfortunately. And it's always nice to be able to connect with people who care about you to help out in that situation. I'm not saying that the EMS workers or the police won't help in the right circumstances, but they don't really know you, most of them. And so it's useful to alert your friends and family when something's happening to you. In fact, some would say it's actually it might keep you alive, especially if the cops show up and end up killing you. So, you got to be careful with some of those guys. And if you can avoid the old 911 network and use your neighbors and friends instead, then that's what Cell 411 allows you to do. You can create different cells for different people in your life. And so, like, I've got one for the keen activists, and I've got another one for the public. So, like, there's, you can alert the public. If something's happening, you can alert your friends. And they'll get a GPS notification of where you are and what's going wrong with you. In fact, you can even stream video of the situation as it's happening. Very, very handy. If you have the panic button device, you can
$24.95.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew it was around $25. Where'd you go? Get cell411.com.
Get cell411.com.
It's a perfect gift for anybody that you care about because they can wear this panic button. If they're in a dangerous situation or something bad's happening, they don't even have to take their phone out. because that saves you time. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of time to take your phone out, put in your phone code, and then, you know, send the alert on cell 411. I mean, it's pretty efficient as is, but if all you got to do is press a button that's on your wrist or hanging from your neck around a chain or wherever, you know, your belt loop, wherever it is you want to put that thing, because there's different mounting options for it, you press that button, it uses Bluetooth technology to instantly communicate with your phone and send out the alert right there. So you don't even have to power the phone on in that case. Very, very handy device, and we've tested it out here, and it does do what it says that it'll do. Go to GetCell411.com. You can download the app for free. The button's $25, but you don't have to have the button. That's just an accessory. Right. It's just for people that, you know, want to have that level of extra protection. So go to GetCell411.com, and it now has ride sharing, which makes it even more of a useful app, and it's still free. GetCell411.com. We continue with your story in a moment about Black Friday, some of the numbers comparing the retail world with the online retailing world. Let's go first, though, to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's calling from Tennessee, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gene.
Just wanted to be the first one to say Merry Christmas to everybody, the audience, and you guys. And I love your show, and I think you're the best show out there.
Oh, thanks.
But I want to tell you about a little experience we had day before yesterday in New York City, right there at the Rockefeller Center. And first of all, before I give the whole story, it involves the Salvation Army. And I want to tell people that I think the Salvation Army is absolutely the best way to donate money to help people, because something like 95% of all money collected by Salvation Army actually goes to helping people.
No kidding.
They're one of the most efficient organizations if you want to help people. So I
good
just
to know.
They're the only people that I give money to. So anyway, there was the bell ringer there at the Rockefeller Center, right. And I pulled out. I had my phone, my camera in my hand, because I always, you know, when we're being the tourist, we've got to have our camera, right? So I have the camera in my hand. And I walk up, and I was getting ready to put $10 in the bucket, and the guy goes, "Oh, no recording, no recording." And I said, "Well, I'm not recording. I'm just going to put some money in the bucket." And he goes, "Oh, okay. I just, you know, I tell people no recording." I said, "But you're in a public place, you know, and as such, anybody can record you or take pictures anytime they want to, and you can't do anything about it." He says, "Well, I always ask people not to record." I said, "Okay, that's fine. You can ask,
you
but
can
you
ask,
don't have
sure.
to do it." But, and then I said, "Well, the law says they can do it." He says, "You know what the law is? I'm the law." And he reaches in his pocket and pulls out his wallet and flips it open and shows me a badge.
Mm.
So apparently this guy is an off-duty cop ringing the bells.
Oh,
and
boy.
I said, "Well, you know, I don't care about the badge." He said, "It's still legal to record you or take pictures anytime, any place, as long as you're in a public place, police or not." And he didn't want to continue anymore, so he just shook my hand and said, "Okay, thank you," and, you know, wanted to rush me along. So
sure.
I still put
this guy out
of here. Put the money in there because I like Salvation Army, but I really didn't like that guy's attitude. But
yeah.
Salvation Army, the bell ringers are all volunteers. They come from different churches. So you're going to get good people. You're going to get wackos.
Sure, and you probably don't have any level of, I mean, very little training goes into this, right? Okay, ring the bell, say thank you, smile at people. They probably didn't get any kind of info about what happens if someone wants to take your picture or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they do. But anyway, this guy is a police officer. I think he was a New York police officer. I didn't look at his identification. But he should know that if he's in a public
sure.
place, he is subject to videotaping and any other kind of photography.
Oh, he probably knows, but a lot of police officers have this, you know, mentality of, since I have this badge, I can tell people whatever I want, and they'll believe me because I have this badge.
Right. Most of the time they do. Most of the time they'll do whatever it is that the officer tells them. So, you know, he probably wasn't expecting to run into Gene the Christian Anarchist in that particular day. Normally
right.
his tactic will work just fine in dissuading people from doing that.
Right.
So, anyway, that was fun. I had a good time in New York. We don't normally go to New York because I hate New York. But I have to say, it was kind of fun for a couple of days.
If you're going to visit, it's a fine place to visit. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to stay for much longer than a weekend.
Right.
Thanks for
calling. All right,
well,
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yep, same to you. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. In fact, the fact that he was a police officer, in my opinion, makes him more likely to object to video recording than the average person.
Right. Yeah, they're pretty much the first people to say, you got to turn off that camera.
Because they can get away with it in most circumstances, and because most people are pushovers and they don't know what their rights are, and they won't stand up for them even if they do know what their rights are, because, I mean, who wants to mess with the New York cops? You might end up in the, what do they call it, the catacombs? Or the tombs, I think it is? You ever heard about this?
The cemetery is what you're thinking of.
No, there's
when
an underground...
When they kill you...
No.
Unless you're
no.
cremated...
I wasn't talking about killing. No, I wasn't talking about killing. I was talking about the underground...
Well, the New York police have killed people.
Of course.
So, you know, if you don't do what they say, you might wind up in the cemetery. But no, I've not heard about anything called...
The tombs. That's what it is. It wasn't catacombs. The tombs is the colloquial name for the Manhattan Detention Complex, a municipal jail in Lower Manhattan, as well as a nickname for three previous city-run jails in the Five Points neighborhood. It's known because it is, at least a portion of it maybe, is underground.
So okay.
Sort of a place you don't want to end up, from what I hear.
Right.
So, yeah, don't blame anybody for backing down in those circumstances, but I appreciate everybody who stands up for themselves and says, no, sir, I have the right to record, and I will continue to do so, and there's nothing you should be able to do about it. Whether they will do something anyway, well, you don't know until you try.
Right.
So, 855-450-FREE. We got plenty of time for you if you want to share your holiday shopping experience as the Black Friday insanity begins to wane.
And apparently it's not just Black Friday. Bloomberg says that Thanksgiving Eve, also known as Wednesday, is becoming
really?
A big shopping day as well. On Wednesday, three times as many people were browsing online at retail sites compared with a year ago, according to Rakuten, which tracks online behavior through e-commerce platforms. This comes after eBay made a plea for consumers to start shopping on their phones that day by christening the event Mobile Wednesday. Yes. Tony Zito, the chief executive of Rakuten, says for the last few years, there's been an extension of the Black Friday online shopping behavior. It's moved aggressively into Thanksgiving, and now it's gone into Wednesday. Cohen and Company estimates that Black Friday store traffic is down 3-4%, while online shopping is up 20%. Again, most of that from mobile devices. Even so, there are still millions of people willing to brave the cold for a deal.
If 3-4% fewer people are going into the stores and 20% more are buying online, that sounds like there's more product being bought in total. I mean, I'm just looking at those basic numbers. I don't know if that's really the truth, but it seems like maybe if you total up all the retail and all of the online.
They jump into some of the numbers here, and we'll get into it.
All right, we'll get to that. Coming up here, hour number 2 is on the way. We have plenty of time for you here, the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. Were you out and about? Did you experience the madness in the stores? 855-450-FREE.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.